Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in July and August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, July 16th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles releases update on water main break on Riverside Avenue. Two sentenced for brutal attack on homeless man at Arroyo Grande. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 102. It's 62 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on stone, porcelain, granite, quartz, and more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The City of Paso Robles has released a more detailed report of the water main break that occurred Tuesday night. The city says water service has been restored to the fairgrounds and businesses near the intersection of Riverside Avenue and 24th Street. Crews have sealed off the broken section and created temporary bypass lanes to restore water services. Crews will continue into today to install additional temporary lines to deliver water consistently in the area through the end of the fair. The city plans to permanently replace the damaged section of the main line after the fair ends. The city also approved and provided further information of the falling tree branch onto parked vehicles in the Mid-State Fair lot. Three employees were injured from the incident. Two declined medical aid, and one was transported to a hospital and later released. Two sentenced for brutal attack on homeless man in March. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The County District Attorney's Office announced that two Arroyo Grande residents have been sentenced for violently attacking a homeless man. The DA's office says the crime occurred at about 1:30 in the morning as the victim slept in a park under an outdoor picnic area in Arroyo Grande on March 20th, 2026. Two young men, 21-year-old Boaz Winslow Burgum and 18-year-old Malaki Damian Hayes, walked together to Elm Street Park and approached the victim, Douglas Mark. The DA's office says Hayes approached Mr. Mark as he slept, stood over him, and then proceeded to urinate on him. Mr. Mark struggled to his feet, and Hayes then began punching him in the face and head. Burgum then walked into view and joined the attack. Mr. Mark managed to record the incident on his cell phone, and the two men could be heard laughing, egging each other on, and celebrating as they walked away from the attack. The two defendants will serve a year in county jail and be on formal probation for 4 years. The California Mid-State Fair continues for its second day. This morning is the Jan F. Davis Memorial Cow Dog Trials at the Hearst Equestrian Center starting at 8:15 a.m. At the same location will be a ranch horse class at 11. The Industrial Arts Awards and Project Auction will be held at the Headliner Stage at noon. The auction showcases the talents of local high school students of San Luis Obispo County who have designed a variety of projects from welding to woodworking. Items include barbecues, trailers, shop benches, coffee tables, wine racks, and more. A preview for the auction takes place at 11. The fair opens at 4 p.m. today. Tonight will feature the Cattlemen and Farmers Day Steak Dinner. In the Chumash Grandstand Arena tonight, Ice Cube will be with Warren G. San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau will be holding its awards presentation today at the Mid-State Fair at 5 p.m. The presentation will name and honor the 2026 County Agriculturalist of the Year, Cattlewoman of the Year, and Cattleman of the Year. The awards presentation will be held at the north side of the fairgrounds. An ordinance to remove a tree at the City of Atascadero Senior Center appeared on Tuesday night's meeting. The agenda item approved the removal of the tree, which had already occurred days prior to the council's meeting due to a potential hazard. The approval was necessary in the meeting for the mitigation efforts after the tree has been removed. Some heritage trees in the city's downtown core are protected and require the replanting of a new native tree or payment of mitigation fees after removal. While the City Council approved the mitigation efforts in Tuesday night's meeting, there is a unanimous and lengthy request for staff to remove parts of the city's tree ordinance that were deemed unnecessary or burdensome. Here's Mayor Charles Bourbeau opening the discussion.
I don't understand what it is we're trying to protect against. The vast majority of people, businesses, and organizations value trees. That's why they plant them. And frankly, I was on the City Council when we first passed a tree ordinance, and I voted against it. Because I didn't understand what the problem was we were proposing this solution for. We did streamline it, but now we end up with a situation like this. I don't understand what it is we're accomplishing with the tree ordinance at all.
Councilmembers Peak, Funk, and Darius agreed the tree ordinance was unnecessarily burdensome for the senior center and directed staff to return with suggestions for amending the ordinance to avoid similar scenarios in the future. In sports, Major League Baseball tonight, the Mets will face the Phillies. In California news, YouTube has joined with Meta to appeal the verdict of a landmark social media addiction lawsuit in Los Angeles. YouTube is challenging the jury's determination that the company designs its platform to hook young users without concern for their well-being. The driver of a semi-truck who pled guilty to 3 counts of vehicular manslaughter has been sentenced to 4 years and 8 months in prison. 21-year-old Jashan Preet Singh, an Indian national, crashed a semi-truck at a high rate of speed into stopped traffic on the I-10 freeway in Ontario, killing 3. Singh was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol. His light sentencing is due to his age and that he has no criminal history. The U.S. Coast Guard suspended their search late Wednesday evening for 3 missing people. The 3 were part of a 20-crew boat carrying family members and friends who went out into the waters of the San Francisco Bay to spread the ashes of a deceased loved one. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, as buyers from across the entire country gathered this week for the Western Video Market's annual July sale here in Reno, Nevada, Oregon cattleman Paul Herrett told me that one thing continues to separate Western cattle from the rest of the marketplace: their ability to thrive in some of the harshest environments in the country. Herrett owner of Horet Cattle Company in Lakeview, Oregon, purchases cattle through Western Video Market for stocker operations in Oregon and a grill yard in Idaho. And he says that the annual July sale offers one of the very best opportunities of the entire year to source large groups of high-quality cattle.
This July sale is their biggest. Most of the cattle in the West sell on it and deliver through midsummer, through fall. And we are generally buyers of light calves that we run in our stocker operations, and also cattle that we put in our grow yard in Idaho.
Now, Horet believes that video marketing has truly transformed cattle buying by allowing buyers like himself to assemble larger and more uniform groups of cattle than they would often be possible through traditional marketing channels.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRobles.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. There's increasing interest among California farmers in seedless watermelon production using Scion varieties grafted onto hardy rootstocks, according to researchers in plant nurseries. By grafting a desirable fruit-producing scion onto a rootstock that's resistant to soil-borne pathogens, producers can sustainably manage pests without a yield or quality loss. One who's responsible for grafting at California's Master Plant, a wholesale nursery in near Tracy, said she's definitely seen increased grower interest. "It's been growing really fast," she said. "It seems to me that we have producers that don't want to go back to regular plants again." University of California Cooperative Extension Vegetable Farm Advisor Zhang Wang estimated about 3,000 of the state's approximately 10,000 acres of seedless watermelons were grafted this year. Driving the growth are the increasing costs and reduced availability of fumigation. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny today with highs right around 102, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s, west-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. extended forecast is sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday next week. Low 90s Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, mid-90s on Tuesday, upper 90s on Wednesday, 96 a week from today. Currently, it is 62 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Gasoline prices cooled in June, allowing Americans to spend on other things. Retail sales rose a modest 0.2% last month, matching economist estimates. It's the smallest increase since January. For the year ending in June, retail sales were up 6.7%. Previous months saw a jump in spending to cover higher gasoline prices. Crude oil prices and gas moderated in June, though prices rose again recently. Excluding auto sales and gasoline, retail sales rose 0.4% in June. Also, layoffs appear to remain subdued. New claims for unemployment benefits declined to 208,000 last week. United Health Group shares are up 6% after it reported an upbeat quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Andy Ortiz, when I lost my mom, she was only 46. And I lost my dad to cancer. It was the worst pain I ever felt. It made me think, what will happen with the people I love when my time is up? That's why I have life insurance. Ethos makes it easy. It's all online, take about 10 minutes, and you can get up to $3 million in coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
The California Mid-State Fair and Paso Robles is proud to present Willie Nelson and Family. July 22nd, the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles. New album, Dream Chaser, coming May 29th. Tickets on sale now at midstatefair.com and ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Willie Nelson and Family live.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. How about that? Yes, indeed. All right. Call or text 238-5775. 238-KPRL to join us on the, let's see, what, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I think.
There's satellite communications, long distance.
patience. The world's a little faster every day. I know it's all well and good, and I don't embrace it like I should, but I wouldn't want to go backwards even if I could. But I still like the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, Eric's in for Karen. He'll be talking first with Steve Anglum about the wine industry, and then they'll be discussing trauma and survivors with Lisa Majors from Resilient Ones. So enjoy that all this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL. And speaking of internet connections and satellites and all that kind of stuff, just a little heads up for anybody that either me or someone at the station, if you've been trying to email, we had with Chris, it was called what? The migration.
A migration.
A migration. We changed over at approximately 10 o'clock yesterday, and it can take anywhere from X amount of hours to X amount of hours to get everything over that would go to the old one. It's still, the email addresses are still the same. It's just another, what, is it carrier? Would that be accurate?
I don't want to say what the accurate word would be, because I'm not certain.
Okay. Anyway, so just keep that in mind. Well, he didn't get back. Well, it's because I can't and I didn't get it. It's taken a while and it's completely screwed up my phone. So if you call or text me, again, this should be taken care of within a matter of whatever. A matter of, I don't know, because we haven't done this before. So all right, has to be done, so it's not the end of the world. Again, there's no problems, only solutions, so it'll all get itself. It's just frustrating because, you know, you're used to your daily routine and so forth. I go to do this, do that. Oh, I can't do it now. Oh, it's not coming in, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, we'll live for another day. All right, let's see here. On the email, let's see here. I think I got one from, and it has to do with the, here it is, the Mid-State Fair. All right, now, comes up every year. No, this one isn't about bottle of water costs too much. Fair has no control of that, by the way. Let's see here. Does the fair have a curfew, and what about the loud noise from the concerts? Why does the music have to be so loud? It's annoying. Something should be done. Well, one is, thank you for this email. Came in before 10 o'clock yesterday, but after we went off the air. And I guess to be rude, I would say I'm assuming this person is not 40 or 50 years old, that they're older. The fair, I think the fair closes at midnight. I don't know. Don't hold me to that. But the as far as the, you have to remember that the Mid-State Fair isn't governed by the city of Paso Robles. Now, they work in, you know, they work together on many things, and it's a good working relationship. But the fairgrounds operates under state jurisdiction. And as far as concert volume limits and audio levels, are generally managed by contract with each performing artist and monitored during the show. Now, for those of you, sometimes you can get a free concert depending on where you live in Paso Robles. I know when we lived over in Casals, every once in a while, particularly in the afternoon when they were doing the sound checks, we could hear it. And when I lived down here on 28th Street, I remember sitting out on the back porch where the apartment I lived in, and listening to Bob Dylan and Tom Petty. Chris, you can hear some of the music once in a while, right?
Unfortunately, yes. It was a lot more vivid, you know, years ago, but these days, since I go to bed, you know, before a concert begins at 6, I don't.
Okay. Well, Chris is not over 50 or 60, so he's just wanting to get some sleep earlier, that's all. But anyway, it's, well, let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You're right, the fair closes at midnight. They tell them if they don't have out there to catch a bus at midnight. They're not going to get on a bus. And the but the exhibits close at 10. On the concert, the fair, the entertainer calls it on that, on the paid grandstand. They've had times when they were late and they'd run right up to midnight. So what do you say?
Well, I'm guessing, too, that, concerts inherently start late, which always ticks me off. But when there's a heat like this, some artists decide that they want to wait, you know, maybe a half hour for it to cool, try to cool down a little bit.
That's true. This is the first time I haven't worked a fair or being in the information booth in a long time. And but I could always hear the concert from the information booth. When I was a practicing attorney, I could afford to go to the concert.
When you were at the information booth for all those years, did you get people come up to you complain about the noise?
No. They just want to know how to get to the entrance.
Okay. You go to a fair. There's concerts playing. Music's going to be loud. Live with it or go home.
Yeah, the fair doesn't set the thing, and they have tried to get them to tone them down and tell them about the dB limits and that. But the entertainers, they like it loud. That's the way they like it.
I'm going to guess that most of the concert goers like it loud. If you have 12 or 14,000 people in an audience, you can't play it soft.
Well, I'm not going to evaluate that. I'm in the over 40 class, so I don't think it has to be that loud. But
let me ask you a question, since you don't want to have an opinion on something. When you were younger and went to concerts, was it okay when it was loud?
When I was in L.A., going to the Greek Theater.
Just ask if you went to a concert.
They didn't play them loud in my day.
Okay.
I'm trying to tell you. The Hollywood Bowl.
Then you must have been going to Harry James concerts. Thank you very much. Most of us that grew up, I don't know when, if you went to a concert, the music was loud. The music was loud. As I said last week, It's their turn. And sometimes on some nights, depending on the weather or the clouds, whatever, the music's going to travel a little bit further into the city of Paso Robles. I say blast it as loud as you can. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Chris. This is Linda George. I'm actually bummed I didn't get to hear it this year, and I'm less than 2 miles away. I thought maybe the concert didn't even occur on people tonight with that water main break. But anyhow,
so you were hoping for the real cheap concert seats.
Yes, right in my little back patio. 1 year I heard Foreigner. Oh, that was for being an '80s kid. That was a dream. Just gardening and listening to one of my favorite bands as a kid. But one of the reasons why I called, because you all know that I'm a day late, a dollar short. I wanted to give a quick cannabis update. I went to the Planning Commission meeting, and I can safely say that BBK finally did their job. They wrote this policy. They worked with the police department and other, staff that have concerns, and they presented basically the final policy that night, and it is good. It is good. It gives the police full enforcement, their applications, the background checks. There will be no more, city manager approving on their own who can deliver and not deliver. And that was one of the comments that the planning commissioner chair made, was that when he read the policy still, it says that the city manager can, take away or let somebody deliver. And the comment he made was, well, that's not good, because then that gives one person basically a power trip. What if they get mad at that person or something like that? So I was really happy. I was really happy. It took us a year to get that done. Go ahead.
I have a question regarding that, and it's based on an email that came in the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Do the people that sell alcohol, do they have to go through the same scrutiny as the people that sell the cannabis?
No. However, we have to remember that it is still I think Trump just signed an executive order, but it is still federally illegal, and I say that's the difference. It needs to be regulated and enforced, mostly enforcement. Warren Frace confirmed that their business license is not a regulatory license. It's basically a certificate that the regulations are enforced basically by the state, but they are supposed to enforce.
Okay, when you brought up the federal, is the cannabis industry primarily cash?
No. I don't know if you're asking. I know that. We can digress. I've read a few things about how the Chinese are taking over our pot farms, but as far as cash sales, no. Dispensaries and deliveries use credit cards and cash. I know some people, some banks can get people in trouble because on our bank cards it's FDIC approved. So I have heard situations where some people have had alerts on their accounts because it's still not legally federal to buy. So no, it's not just cash. Maybe on the under, but not that I'm aware of.
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't. And that's the reason why I asked, because of the cards, the FDIC, that how can they do this? And are people risking getting in trouble by using that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is starting to pop up. It's very sporadic, but, you know, I do nothing but read, you know, various things all day long. And that's exactly what they said. They skimmed it they used the ATM machine inside the dispensary, this person said, and then they got an alert on their bank. Okay. So I'm not sure. I mean, people have been using their credit cards for almost a decade now, going into dispensaries, storefronts, et cetera. I don't think that California is going to do anything. With Trump recently, I can't remember the executive order he signed, whether it was allowing it or taking it off the control level, but there might be some looseness, you know, a little bit more, less regulatory as far as that's concerned.
Okay.
But as far as our city is concerned, I have to say we probably have the most stringent delivery right now policy in the entire county.
Okay. How capable is the city of monitoring the delivery?
Well, see, that's the thing. With the background, I said this the other night. Okay. People were like, well, how are you going to know? Well, if the delivery applies here, right? They have to be scrutinized, business license, background checks themselves. So what I said, I can only imagine that these applications have the driver's license or the license plate of the cars that are connected with those businesses. So they're that way, the police department. Now, I'm assuming this because I haven't seen the full thing, but I could see from the application that it's very extensive, right? And so I can only assume, I said Tuesday night, that the police department will have a list of names of the people that work for each of these companies. Do I trust our guys in blue to pull them over? Absolutely. I think this is something they probably wanted themselves for a very long time and never got.
Okay, so are these cars that the people deliver in, are they unmarked?
Yeah, you know, I said that to somebody one day. I said, so when you guys deliver, do you have a big old marijuana leaf? Because, you know, going back to, the chicken days, you know, back in the 60s and 70s when deliverers would drive around, there'd be a big old chicken on the top of their car. No, they're unmarked.
So the police officers have to, memorize the license plates and become familiar with them?
Well, let's say they could do a sting, just like they did with the Halls the other day. They could just decide to get all the delivery people's license and cars and that day go check them all out. They also have a right to entry, and they're also going to submit, and the commission didn't agree with this, to once a year renewal of their business certificate and then a 3-year audit. So their concern was, why are you making them renew their license every year and you're only going to audit them every 2 or 3 years? Why don't you make that consistent, like audit and renewal?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't quite resolve that. They just said, okay, thanks for your opinion. I'm sure that question is going to go to the city council.
Okay.
And so they got some real good, I'm telling you, from what I've seen, and I'm so happy it took us a year to get there, and it's a restraining order and a couple hearings. But we do. We have a really good policy. And I think that this should change the way that people view. I know people don't want marijuana in here. I know this is a wine city. I'm not against either or. There are always going to be more stringent regulations for a drug that's on a controlled schedule as opposed to alcohol that's, you know, it's just life. It's part of life. Mm. But I think in the future, we're going to have a storefront faster than most people imagine it can be, simply because the next person stepping up to the plate is Megan. Now, she's been to every single meeting. She is very invested in this city. She very much wants to start the storefront. I am still calling around all of our deliveries and places and asking them if they're interested. We have one more person interested. So if they play their cards right, unlike Dubs, they probably could get something faster than 5 years. But that just depends on the new guard that comes in December, because Hammond's going. And, you know, we have, I don't know, we now have a full slate for elections this year already. So, you know, Bill Britton put in his name long ago. Michael Massey did. Now we have me. I put my name in for District 1 because nobody has stepped up. And then it's Chris Bausch, Bob Simone, very nice gentleman, Bob, and Michael Massey for District 2. And now we have Bill Britton and Dr. Faith Frankel running for mayor.
Right.
So that's according to the elections page. And so I think that if any of, just right now with the people currently putting their name in, it could be anything. You know what I'm saying? The new people could come in and say, well, we don't have a problem with the storefront, and they can start working on it faster. It doesn't mean it's going to come to fruition. It just means that people will have different minds. Kind of what John Hammond said, let new opinions come in when he announced his resignation.
Well,
so that's where that's at right now.
Right. That, but, you know, the when you mention the districts, to me, that's pretty vital regarding what somebody's opinion may be on, you know, regarding whatever issue is. You know, the Supreme Court said, I think in most of these instances, these districts, they need to go away.
Oh, sure. And that is probably true, but here's my take on this. When you get into larger cities, Oakland, we are just 32K. We are one half a district inside of just one district of Oakland or L.A. or San Francisco, let's say. So those places need districts. I think it should have been selected by the needs. I'm very convinced that there's a lot of things this city should not move forward to until we reach a certain number of citizens. So do we really need, you know, something that a larger city has right now? Just like when Chris Hewitt called Waymo, you know what they told him was that the city was too small for them.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to start in Sacramento first. So this, to me, is like a small state department, you know, with 300 staff and 33,000 people. Our union is 100,000 people. So we're just too small. And as we grow, we can start doing all those really cool things for others.
Well, I don't know what the definition is of really cool things for others, and those cool and those cool things for others. Who is supposed to pay for those cool things for others?
Well, you know, it's always us, whether it's through grant money. I mean, I am for the first time feeling taxed to death. I mean, they just raised taxes again at the legislature, and you know, now Gavin Newsom wants the food industry to find some way to get rid of their garbage even after we've used it. So, you know, that's just part and parcel of living in California. And, you know, I hate it.
Well,
I fight every
I,
here.
I, I'm not so flippant about that. Well, you know, that's because we live in California. Something needs to be done because the middle class and the lower class, it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse.
Well, that's the definition of socialism. That's the only way that they, that's the only way it could be effective, is that they crush the middle class. And that's us.
Well,
you know,
I don't know why the middle class wants to become poor by voting in the same people.
Right? I agree with you. But yeah, so that's basically it for the cannabis. And, you know, I'm looking forward to all the other stuff. I know I had another update for you on something else we talked about in the past, but I wanted to make sure that the community knows that the staff and BBK for the first time did their job. I don't know how much it cost us. I got to look.
Right. Okay.
Later, but, you know, for once they did what I have been complaining about for 4 years. Your paperwork is horrible. Your ordinances don't read.
Good. All right. Keep up the good work and keep us posted. Appreciate it very much.
Hey, take care, guys. Both of you. Stay cool.
Yeah, we will. All right, we'll finish up on the sound, and then we got a email from Oklahoma about somebody who is extremely passionate about the fair, and then a couple of texts. So people are busy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So lots still to come here on The Right Choice.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The county DA's office announced that two Arroyo Grande residents have been sentenced for violently attacking a homeless man on March 20th. 21-year-old Boaz Winslow Burham and 18-year-old Malachi Damian Hayes found Douglas Mark sleeping in a park. They beat him and walked away laughing and celebrating. They'll serve a year in county jail and be on probation for 4 years. An ordinance to remove a tree at the City of Atascadero Senior Center appeared on Tuesday night's meeting. The agenda item approved the removal and mitigation efforts. Although council approved the mitigation efforts, there was unanimous request for staff to remove parts of the city's tree ordinance that were deemed unnecessary or burdensome. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 102. It's 63 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Sue Guzman. Many lawmakers expressing frustration over the Epstein files, hoping more of the documents will be released. Vice President J.D. Vance on Joe Rogan's podcast discussed the handling of those files.
We absolutely screwed up the comms of the Epstein files, like we just did. But do I think the reason we screwed up the comms is because we were trying to hide something? No.
Vance pointed to former Attorney General Pam Bondi, who he says wasn't prepared to talk about the files. President Trump pushing weapons makers to speed up manufacturing amid new strikes in Iran.
Speaking at a conference with defense and technology executives in Pennsylvania, President Trump told weapons makers to pick up the pace of production.
We have the best quality in the world, but we need a little more speed.
The president announced tens of billions of dollars in private sector commitments.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000. 9.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL. Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
The World Cup 2026 final is all set. Yesterday's second semifinal in Atlanta saw defending champion Argentina come on strong with two late goals to upend England 2-1. Lionel Messi assisted on both scores in the 85th and 92nd minutes. So Saturday's third place game in Miami will now pit France against England. And then it's the title match Sunday in New Jersey, Spain versus Argentina. Golf's final major of 2026, the Open Championships, is underway this morning at Royal Birkdale in England. Scottie Scheffler won last year. Baseball's regular season resumes today as the Phillies host the Mets at Citizens Bank Park, the site of the All-Star festivities. Everyone else gets back to work on Friday. 60-plus games left to play. The Dodgers, the only team to have reached 60 wins so far. They're joined by the Brewers and the Braves as division leaders in the National League, while the Cubs, the Phillies, and the Marlins head up a very tight wild card race. The American League's best team in the first half was the Tampa Bay Rays, just ahead of the Yankees, who hold the second best record in the league. The White Sox and the Guardians are in a virtual tie atop the Central Division, while the Rangers own the only winning record in the West. New York and Cleveland are out in front for the wild cards, with the Mariners and the Twins tied for the third spot and a whole lot of company right on their heels. Hall of Fame ceremonies in Cooperstown are next weekend. Then the trade deadline is August 3rd. One deal yesterday, the Astros sent veteran right-hander Lance McCullers Jr. and southpaw Colton Gordon to the Brewers for minor league outfielder Jaden Fielder, the son of Prince Fielder and grandson of Cecil Fielder. That's Thursday Sports.
All righty. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th Riverside. You know, when he was mentioning the third place game, it reminded me, years ago, I read a book about Vince Lombardi, and it wasn't Instant Replay by Jerry Kramer. It was some other thing, but it was about the Packers of that era. And it was for 1 or 2 years that there was a third-place game. I think the Rams 1 year played in. I can't remember, or the Cowboys, well, because either they always lost to the Packers. But Vince Lombardi, in his book, this is an exact quote, but he said he would not allow his team to participate in what he referred to as the rinky-dink bowl. Anyway, it's from the master himself. All right, let's see here. We've got 7 minutes away from 7 o'clock at the Right Choice.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. Another hot one. Expect high of 102 today. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-50s will cool down to the upper 80s on your Friday, Saturday, low 90s. Then on Sunday, low 90s. Same on Sunday, Monday, mid-90s, Tuesday, Wednesday, upper 90s and mid-90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, right on the nose, 6 a.m., 8:19 p.m. We are at 63 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. Remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. The Right Choice, KPRL, here we go.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
World famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Easy in, easy out. Your most complete firearms trainer and supplier as we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home where they be safe and sound and hydrated and cool and all that other kind of stuff. Make sure you're doing the same, all right? Nothing to report here, but Chris, again, it's another one of these myths of laws. Myths of laws. You ready?
Ready for the law that may or may not actually exist? Probably not.
Right. Probably more than likely. However, you can get in trouble for this. Ah. In some states, because I thought it was true when I lived in Kentucky, that you may not drive what? In other words, when you're driving, you cannot be what?
You cannot be what?
Yeah.
Talking on the phone.
No, this would be a little bit more... Okay, think of a state like Kentucky or Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi.
Right.
Okay, so you're driving a car, and you must have what on?
Music.
No. No, because if you go back in time, I told you I didn't have a radio in my first car I owned.
That's true.
Yep.
I can't put all these together.
So what do you think it is? It says you may not drive.
I'm out of guesses.
Okay. Barefooted.
That was the last thing I was going to guess.
Okay. That's right. Barefooted. However, that's obviously not true. But you can get in trouble for it. Where was it? Is it illegal? No, it's not illegal to drive barefoot in any U.S. state, Canada, or the U.K. While there is a widespread urban legend that driving without shoes is no state. However, while it is legally permissible, there are several indirect legal and safety implications you can consider. If you're involved in a car accident and law enforcement determines that your lack of footwear contributed to the crash, you can be cited. So, just something to think about. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. And again, the email situation that will be completed here, who knows, but we'll let you know. All right, there you go. Uncle Ed, sponsor of the world-famous Pet Alerts. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pastor Robles in Templeton, and, of course, One Niner Diner. Qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Let's see here. Here it is. Now, this is something, I'll just say, related. Historians rank this as a key factor that shaped post-war metropolitan growth alongside highways, automobiles, shopping malls, and suburban housing. Again, historians have ranked this up there with all of that. What is it? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And around 88 to 90% of U.S. households have some form of this. What do you think it is? All right. To the phone lines we go. Hi, good morning.
Yes.
Hello, you're on the air. Well, you were on the air, but give it a shot. Around 88 to 90% of households in the United States have some form of this. Okay. And again, a contribution to the growth here in the United States of America. It just so happens that I came across this question because it ties in with something that today in history in 1902. All right. What do you think it is? Let's see. What else can I tell you? As of a couple of years ago, this particular thing that we use uses 7% of global electricity. Oh, well, we're out of time.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau will be holding its awards presentation today at the Mid-State Fair at 5 p.m. The presentation will name and honor the 2026 County Agriculturalist of the Year, Cattlewoman of the Year, and Cattleman of the Year. City of Paso Robles has released a more detailed report of the water main break that occurred Tuesday night. Service has been restored to the fairgrounds and businesses near the intersection of Riverside Avenue and 24th Street, and temporary seals have been applied. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 102. It's 63 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
I'm sure many of you have been using this for the last couple of days, and that would be air conditioning. Air conditioning. The first modern-style electric air conditioner is installed in Brooklyn, New York on this day in 1902, and it was invented by Willis Carrier. Of course, Carrier Corporation. I'm sure most of you remember that name. All right, stay cool. We've got two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. They are located on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by and look what they got for you.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.